The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
To quote Luke Skywalker from the newest Star Wars movie, "This is not going to go the way you think." And honestly, today, even though it's Christmas, I think I need my security item, my phone. I need it badly. Believe me, if I lose this phone, I go insane. I check my pocket so many times to make sure it hasn't magically jumped out of there. It's ridiculous. Anybody else know that feeling about a phone or something else in their life? You can probably think of something. But there it is, something that I need, because there's something that really needs addressing today on Christmas. Fear, despair, and mourning. And yet, these are real things going on in our lives today, even on Christmas. It is indeed, as the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. But for some of us, that might not be so. Some of you may be in despair over things that will impact your lives. Maybe it's from work or something at home. Maybe someone is feeling alone today. Some of us are mourning today. Maybe we're reminded that this is the first Christmas without a loved one. Perhaps because somebody moved away from us, or a relationship has been broken, or even death has impacted us in this past year, or maybe even years past, that can lead us to mourning on Christmas. Or maybe you're afraid this Christmas. It could be fear for your own health. Maybe it's fear of war, fear of changing environment, fear of not having enough to cover the bills or to support your own family or yourself, fear of losing your job or your home, fear for loved ones. Maybe it's fear of the dark. Maybe it's fear of the times we live in now. Maybe it's fear or even death itself, or some other fear that you might have with you today. But one thing is absolutely clear. Fear, despair, and mourning are still very much a part of our lives, even at Christmas. And that should sound familiar for other times in history as well. The world prior to Christmas was held ransom captive, specifically God's people, and they felt they were in a lonely exile, waiting, begging for a Messiah, a Savior to come. Come and save us. There was fear and anger for the Romans who were in control,
So much so that some of God's people even wanted to start a revolution every once in a while. Try to uprise against Rome. But they would always be defeated, and as a consequence, they were hung out and crucified for all the world to see. As a warning, don't test the might of Rome. And if that's not enough, people were trying to make ends meet. But taxes are being collected unfairly. There are demands from Rome for more money, sometimes to the point of people being thrown out of their own homes. And to make matters worse, the holy city, Jerusalem, was not even theirs anymore. Sometimes even church leaders seemed to be towing the Roman line because they wanted to keep the temple open or Jerusalem in one piece. God's people waited for a Messiah among this ongoing fear in their lives, this despair that maybe God had indeed abandoned them, and even the mourning of their own lives as well, asking, "Come, Emmanuel, come. Come, Messiah, come and save us," perhaps as a military leader. And that's where we are today. On Christmas, among the fear, despair, doubt, mourning in our lives and in the lives of God's people at the time, we clutch on to those security items. We clutch hard to what it is we can feel like we can hold on to and feel secure. But we've already heard me talk about this message that can break through even the strongest of securities in our life. But I'm going to invite a very special guest instead to share this message with you one more time, because I'm sure you'll listen to him. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't listen to Linus? So I invite Linus from Peanuts to talk about what Christmas is all about.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Now, any of you that know the Peanuts characters, and specifically Linus, you know he loves that blanket an awful lot. So much to the point that when his sister Lucy asked him, what are you going to do with that blanket when later on in life? He goes on to say, I'm going to turn it into a sports coat. He loves it so much. He holds onto it so tightly. And even as he talks about fear and the shepherds being afraid, he holds onto that blanket tightly. But as soon as he gets to the part of the angel saying, Fear not, Linus does the unexpected. He drops his security blanket. He drops his security here on earth. And you know what? As I hear those words of fear not, I too drop my security and my defenses that I hold on to so dearly. And why does Linus do that? Why does he drop that blanket at that time? Because he too, and we too, can hear these words of fear not, despair not, mourn not. And why? Because I am bringing you good tidings of great joy for all people. For you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is born in Bethlehem,
The one you've been waiting for, we have been waiting for, is here. Christ has come into the world all as one of us. And just like Luke Skywalker said, this is not going to go the way you think. He came in as a human, and that's good news for us today. Jesus didn't come into the world in a way we thought he would. He didn't come in on a throne. He didn't come in born in a hospital like many of us were. His parents were rejected. There's no room for them to stay in the inn. So where do they go? Our Savior, Jesus, he's born in a stable full of animals, animal food, animal poop. The world leaders didn't see him. Instead, shepherds saw him and worshipped him. He did not come to lead a physical war against the Romans like some had wanted. He didn't come for only one group. He came for all people. And he died on Good Friday. And to be unexpected, he came back from the dead on Easter morning. Not to defeat Rome or to simply save Israel, but to save all of us from sin, death, and the devil. And because of this, we can listen to that message of the angels of do not be afraid. And we know the truth that Jesus Christ is born today. And not just for me, but for all people, for all of us. He saves all of us from the power of sin, death, and the devil, which we had been held captive by for so very long. And yet with this knowledge, we're still an awful lot like Linus, aren't we? At the end, when he was all done, he picked that blanket back up. And we pick up some of our things, too, that we hold that give us security in life. Because sometimes we can doubt that it's to be true. Even when the angels tell us, don't be afraid, because Jesus has come. But let me share one more message with you from the conductor of the Polar Express, from the Polar Express movie, on what I really want you to hear today besides that.
Ah, yes. Young man with all the questions. Ticket.
It says...
It's nothing I need to know.
Believe it. Believe it. Do not be afraid. Believe it, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. In all your fears, in all your despairs, all your doubts, all your grief, remember this message. Let this message sink into your hearts that Jesus has come into the world to save me and to save you. And know that the light has come amongst the darkness. And the darkness can never, ever again overcome it. Even in the darkest part of our lives, the light is there for all of you. And that's the message I want to share with you today. Do not be afraid, for the light has come. Jesus has come. The Messiah is here on Christmas. Thanks be to God for coming into our lives as a light and the light for all people that will remain with us always. Amen.